Good morning, Rikthim Chayodim, Kalam Advav, Simon Beis. Now, this is a very important introduction to the halachas of the Tilsadaim. He tells us that there are five things we're going to be looking at when we discuss the halachas of the Tilsadaim. And everything which we're going to be discussing moving forward is going to be under the umbrella of these 5 points, or the vast majority of things we're going to be seeing will be under the umbrella of these 5 points. Hey, Kolim Nemru B'din Atil Shadayim. There's five things that we're going to be looking at when we discuss the logos of Atil Shadayim. Number one, Aleph, Ezadar Rechayiv Ben Atil. So we have to look at what types of foods, situations that are were Chazal Mechayiv Ben Atil. So be relevant in the food types, the amounts, how you're eating it sometimes, that the person is not touching, those halachas, etc. So that's all going to be under the umbrella of Ezadar Rechayiv Ben Atil. Beis, Shia kli kosher l'netila. We need a kli which meets the criteria of Chazal. Chazal or Mechayim, it has to be with a kli. They were masmichin on the idea of the kli which you find in the mitzvah of the Karmen. He goes into the Beis Hamikdash to do the avodah. So he does the act of kiddush adayim reglayim from the kir. And the halacha is he doesn't have to do it from the kir. He can do it from any one of the kli shoreis, but there's a halacha of kli. So over here also there's a halacha of kli, and we have to define for the purposes of the kiddush adayim what is a valid kli. Gimel, shiyuvoya hamayim mikach gavra. The water has to be placed on the hands of the person who's washing his hands. It has to come mikach gavra. It has to be placed on it by the kach of a person. Interesting question which will come up later. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, what about if a monkey does it? Is that acceptable? Is kach gavra? It means it has to be done by an action as opposed to just coming on its own, the rain falls in your hands, or it means it has to be a dafka person. So we'll talk about that later on. The water has to be acceptable water for the purpose of the tila. Is the fact that there's dirt in it, the fact that it's been used for a void, or the fact that are any of those problematic? The fact that it changed color, that there might be items in the water. What impact those different issues will have in the validity of using this water for the purpose of the tila? And hey, it's Ketzet Din and Natila. We have to know how to do the Natila properly. So we have the right kli, we have the right water, we have a chiyuv to do the Natila because it's something which is chayiv. I'm ready to do it because I'm the Kayach Gavro. I have to do it properly. I have to make sure that I pour it on the right, the correct area of the hands. I do it once, I do it twice. What's the order? All those things have to be clarified. Now we have to clarify each one of the details in these five things. Again, the five things are, we're starting out with the question, is there a chiyuv netilah at all? That's the first question. So I have to know what's mechayev me to have a netilah. That's the first step. Okay. The last step will be washing. In between the first step and the last step is we're going to have three things in between. I have to have the right water, I have to have the right kli, and I have to have the person having the kayak to do this. He's doing it, the person is being involved in the appropriate way. Let's talk about what things are chayiv in the tila. And that's going to be take us through a good part of this klal. What items are chayiv in the tila? Okay. So Chazal, we're not mechayev netila for chulin and every single thing. They said, but that which is going to be the primary achila, that we're going to be mechayev. So bread, which is eaten as the mainstay of the meal, and that was something which was once upon a time it was impossible without, that became the mainstay of the meal. Nowadays, people we have so much an abundance, Baruch Hashem, we could maybe make our meals of other foods. But for the Torah describes that this is lechem levav enosh yisod, this is the primary source of sustenance for man. So that is such a chashuv thing, chazal or machayev and the teal on it. Okay. Avol pasha ein mevorchen lo hamotzi, k'kein elu shemvorchen lo barei minei mezonos. So now, this really deserves a discourse on its own, and we will get to it.
the concept of what's called pasaba bakistan. Pasaba bakistan is bread-like mazonos. There's mazonos which is not bread-like at all. Spaghetti is not bread-like. It's cooked mazonos. It's a mazonos. That's nothing to do with bread. If a person eats spaghetti and he eats a gigantic amount of spaghetti, he doesn't have to wash. He doesn't have to bench. It's mazonos. It's not bread. But there's certain things which basically are made very similar to how you make bread. So that's pas. But since the derech that you make, these things which you make, generally are not used to be the mainstay of the meal, therefore they don't have this cheshivas that they need a tilas yudayim. And they don't have the cheshivas that get a special bracha b'motzi. Then it's obvious that once that's true, that's the whole reason why not, if you happen to make a meal out of them, so they revert back to their primary status, which is pas, and you have to wash, say motzi, and bench. So Abba Kishukameh is also love, imkain hu daimer lapas, basarakal barakma mitzi, sarakam kain the tilas yudayim. So in a situation where you're going to eat pas of Abba Kistan as a meal, so it's now it goes back to being pas, which you have not downgraded to being less than a meal. It's a meal, so if it's a meal, so fine. So make a moitzi, wash, bench, everything like that as well. Have a good day.